This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. It says there, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. End of quote. We were learning in the recent Daily Insights how great and big is the name, person, and work of Jesus Christ. At the end of yesterday's insight, we discussed what the Bible says. All authority is given to Jesus by God the Father. Matthew 11:27a. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 4:24, He said, God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the spirit and in truth. End of quote. Listen, God the Father is a spirit and does not have a human form. Therefore, how can we humans know and relate to God who is spirit? The solution is the God-man or man-God, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is God wrapped in the skin so that we humans can know God. We can listen to what God says and feel and touch God in the person of Jesus Christ. Beloved, Jesus is the perfect blending of deity and humanity. He was all God and at the same time all man. If you read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you would immediately understand this fact about Jesus. Jesus felt tired. He experienced hunger. He experienced all the feelings of humans, but never even one time sinned. He was a perfect God and perfect man. All humans, all men, and all women were attracted to Jesus Christ. However, he remained as God as well. You see, when demons faced him, they were terrified and pleaded for mercy. They recognized and understood Jesus as the Lord and Judge who will judge them one day. They wondered why he appeared early, because they knew for sure they would be judged one day by Jesus. In the boat with the disciples, he slept due to tiredness. That was his humanity. However, when the dangerous storm hit the boat and the disciples were afraid, he stood up and commanded the fierce wind and waves to stop. You know what? The nature obeyed, and there was silence at once, immediately. He turned the water into wine. He blessed and turned 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed more than 5,000 people. Even after they all ate and satisfied, the disciples gathered 12 baskets of bread and fishes. That was his deity. He healed all kinds of sick people. He released demons-possessed people and sent their demons into pigs. At the tomb of Lazarus, remember, he wept with Martha and Mary. He felt their pain and sorrow. However, the very next moment, he commanded the 4 days dead Lazarus to come out of the grave. Sure, Lazarus came out with the grave clothes. It was his deity. I can go on and on with examples of the perfect blending of deity and humanity in Jesus Christ. He was unique, one of a kind we have ever seen on this planet Earth. No religious celebrities can stand next to him. Not any Eastern religion, Middle Eastern, African, nowhere, no other religious person, gurus, can be compared to Jesus Christ. Jesus is fully God. He is fully man. He is God-man and man-God, fully and entirely, with perfect blending of both. The theologians call this phenomenon hypostatic union. As we saw yesterday, Jesus did not begin at the time of his birth in Bethlehem. Remember, John said in chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. End of quote. Jesus is the eternal Word. He was with God and was God. He was with God in the beginning, and it was by him and through him all things were made. Everything was made for him also. Nothing was made or created without him. The eternal Word, the eternal Son of God, the second person in the triune Godhead, invaded this planet Earth according to the predetermined determined plan and counsel of the Godhead to save Adam's posterity from the power and consequences of sin that enslaved them. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the ransom for you, to rescue you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, by his death, burial, and resurrection for you. By his shed blood and paying for your sins by his sinless and divine blood, Jesus offers forgiveness of sins if you call upon the name of Jesus Christ. When you call the name of Jesus in repentance, he transfers you from the power of darkness and sin to his kingdom of love. You see, God the Father gave all authority to Jesus. All authority means in Greek simply all authority. You see, you can say, I don't believe it, or you can say, I don't accept it. Do you know what our Today's Insight says? It says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. End of quote. You can reject the truth presented to you for only a brief time period. You see, your lifetime is brief. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, or 90 years. That is a brief period. Of course, people can ignore the truth about Jesus and his authority now in this brief time. However, one day shortly, when you close your eyes here or at the second coming of Christ, every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. All on earth, under the earth, in heaven, all will bow down. All men and women, all boys and girls, and all demons and even Satan, under the earth, on the earth, and in heaven, all will bow down. Do you know God gave all authority over all things and the power to judge to Jesus Christ? Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 5:22-23, he said, the Father judges no one, but he has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. End of quote. All knees must bow before Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God. He is the radiance of God's glory. He is the exact representation of God the Father. He is the beginning of all things. He created all by him, through him, and for him. He sustains and upholds all in the universe by the power of his word. He is the great I am. All belong to him. All are made for him. People can say that I would live as I want, but the truth is this: you are made for him. You are created for him. That is why we must obey and worship him. All authority and all authority to judge are given to Jesus. Listen, either as believers in Christ, we shall all stand in front of the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of what we have done for him in this life, 2 Corinthians 5:10. Or as unforgiven sinners, unbelievers who never bothered to accept Christ, they will all stand in front of him at the white throne to go into eternal death away from God's loving presence. And that is called the hell, Revelation 20:11-15. Would you pray with me now? Father in heaven, I understood the facts about Jesus that is presented to me these days. I believe Jesus came to this earth to save me from my sins and transfer me from the kingdom of darkness to his kingdom of love. Please rescue me now. I wonder at the greatness of Jesus Christ. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive my sins, Lord. I truly repent of it all. Please save me now and grant me eternal life with you in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.